60 Minutes as well. Gee, fun stuff, I must say. Let's get into something a little bit more fun. Jackie from the YMCA 1 Casey joins me this morning. Hey, Jackie.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, good. Good.
Doesn't the road seem nice and fun this morning?
Oh, the buses are a killer. When you're in a hurry to get somewhere, it's such a long trip. We went in last weekend and, Oh, it just takes forever.
My son is, he travels from Berwick Station to the city every day and home again. So he works.
I do feel for people that are travelling at the moment.
He leaves home at 6:30 in the morning and he gets home about 7 every night. It's a long day.
And it's for a long time. Like, I think it started the start of December.
Yes.
So it's not just a week.
It's till the 23rd of December.
Torturous.
That's okay. Well, you've not been on trains very much at the moment because you've been sticking yourself on aeroplanes, is that correct?
I have. Well, the YMCA stuck me on an aeroplane, so I was very lucky that to have the opportunity to head over to Korea. So,
and you went to Korea as part of talk to us about it. What exactly were you doing?
So, I'm involved with a group, a task force actually, the Aquatic Task Force. It's called the YAPN, so it's the YMCA Asian Pacific Aquatic Network.
Yep,
and we meet every 6 months face to face, and then monthly they have meetings as well, just via Skype or whatever the meeting is. And it's to basically help each other. So it's 5 countries. It's Seoul from Korea, Singapore, Australia, Osaka in Japan, and Taipei in Taiwan.
Okay.
So the YMCAs from those countries all meet up and just share ideas and. We know that Asia's got quite a high drowning rate, particularly in the third world countries in Asia. So we're trying to, reduce the drowning rate, really, at the end of the day. The Asian countries are a lot more competitive with swimming than water safety based, and we know that we do a really good job with water safety here in Australia. Our drowning rates have just gone down and down, which is awesome. We've worked hard, like the whole country's worked hard to reduce the drowning rates. So we're trying to share our knowledge on water safety, and they share their knowledge on a lot of other things. They have great aged care knowledge and stuff like that. So we're trying to share. But we, have last year I went to Japan and did a bit of water safety with the group over there. And then a group came from Taipei to Casey Ark and Casey Race and jumped in the pool with us, and they learnt some water safety. We did water safety activities just in our normal classes, and they jumped in. They then took that back this year, and they came over in March this year, and then they've taken that back to Taiwan, and they've put thousands and thousands of kids through water safety there, which is really good. They showed us a video when we went to Korea, and they're doing exactly the activities that we showed them. Like, it was really great. I was watching it and I'd forgotten they'd come over, and I was thinking, we do that. Look at that. They're doing, that's nearly exactly the same as what, hang on a sec. These are the guys that came over and actually got in the pool with us, so we could see they did exactly, like, they took it all on board and they took it home, and they've put thousands of kids through the water safety, which is great. They do a lot of open water environments over there as well. And now a lot of those teachers are going to Cambodia next year, and they're going to teach water safety in Cambodia, which is where it's really needed. That's one of the countries that's got a really high drowning rate. So, yeah, we're kind of sharing our knowledge, and then the people we're sharing with are sharing their knowledge with others, and, yeah, hopefully we can start having a big impact.
It's like the domino effect. It's happening.
Yeah.
Right from the city of Casey.
Yeah, that's right. And it's amazing to see. And I was talking to one of the teachers. She was like, oh, where have you been? I said, oh, I just went over to Seoul and did this and did that. And she's like, oh, I remember them getting in with us. That's so cool. And I was like, it is really cool. It's so nice. It's a great feeling and makes you really proud to see that our teachers are having an impact across the world. And it's really simple and makes the world a much smaller place when you kind of look at it like that.
I was going to ask you, and you've just answered the question, having the visitors come over to, you know, almost your backyard.
Yeah.
That's your pool. That's your backyard in your pool.
They literally were in my backyard. Yeah. They came around for a barbecue. Oh! So they literally were in my backyard.
They really?
They did. They loved it. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
So how did it feel to kind of show off, you know, your facilities? I mean, the city of Casey and YMCA, Casey Art, Casey Rake have the most amazing facilities.
Yeah. And you forget when you're in them every day.
Yeah.
You kind of just come in and it's your workplace and you forget how amazing it is. And when those fresh eyes from other countries, we have a lot of people from other countries come and look. These guys got in the pool with us, but we do have a lot of people come around from the Asian countries and look at our pools, and you look at it with, as you have to introduce it to them, you look with fresh eyes and you see how great the facilities are, and how lucky we actually are that we don't just have a square pool that people can come and sit in for a little bit. We are really, really lucky.
So the skills and the techniques that you're sharing with these countries to push out to the young people and to the kids right throughout those Asian countries, what are the key things that you're teaching that they weren't doing that's actually started to save lives?
They actually probably weren't doing much at all. They were really surprised how far we pushed the kids. So we get, and we've just had water safety. It was National Water Safety last week. So we got our students in clothes, and it wasn't just us. It was programs, obviously, across Australia. You get the kids swimming in clothes and treading water and feeling the weight of the clothes. A lot of drownings don't happen when a child's actually swimming in a pool. They happen when children fall in or slide in, or they're at the river and fall out of a boat, or there's a lot of scenarios that you can go through. I remember when we were in Japan, I took a lot of equipment over, took it over this time as well, but we took over a seaweed hoop. So we tie garbage bags onto anything and everything, but it's to simulate being in seaweed.
Right.
And kind of simulates being in anything, really. Like, we're not going to know every scenario a child could get involved in. So it's just getting them used to doing different things in the water.
Mm.
But we had the seaweed over there, and they're like, what is this for? And we're like, for seaweed. And they go, what?
Okay.
They don't have seaweed over there.
Okay. Saying,
okay, so you have to put your imagination on and imagine this is something else that you have, because they had no concerns at all. They don't walk through seaweed at all. We didn't even think about it. But
so their drowning situations obviously are a lot different to ours because they've got more canals and things like that. Is that correct?
They live by the water.
Yeah.
So not so much in Japan and Korea. A lot of theirs is older people who they use the bath for different, like, in a different way to us. They spend a lot of time relaxing in baths and spas and all that sort of thing. So their drownings are a little bit older people, but Cambodia and Vietnam, they live on the waterways.
Yeah.
They literally live on the water. So, and I don't know why they don't know how to swim when they literally live on the water. They float on the water, a lot of them, and they wash their clothes down at the rivers. And if a baby or a child falls in, the parent will go in to get them, and the parent doesn't know how to swim. So
doesn't make sense, does it?
No. So they're teaching things like, that's why over there they're doing a lot of open water training, but they're doing how to get in safely. You don't just jump in. You walk in safely, and you never know what's on the bottom or how deep it is or how strong the current is. So you don't just throw yourself in the water for a swim. And what do you do if you've got to go through, I guess, trees or something? Like, put your feet up first so that your head's not going first towards the dangerous things. So it's just taught that sort of thing. It's not always about getting into a life jacket, because often the drownings don't happen, obviously, when you've got a life jacket on.
Yeah.
So it's about teaching. Always put a jacket on, especially in Australia when we're out on the water. We always say to our students, don't get in a boat without a life jacket. That's a big one for us. But they've taken a lot more of the swimming through debris and stuff like that on board.
Your take home from the whole experience, what was the highlight?
Probably the food. I'm a little nervous. I'm a bit fussy with the food.
Okay.
But it was great.
It was
great.
Good.
Great, great. Yes.
It's always a pleasure
I
to have
it.
You. Jackie, we love it. We could talk about this all day because your experiences are just amazing. You get to do a lot of cool stuff from the YMCA.
Definitely.
Got a good job.